All right, good morning. Appreciate everybody being here. Excited about the kickoff of fall camp. Just want to start off and just kind of give a shout out to you, to Coach Storms, our strength staff, to Josh Chapman, all of our athletic trainers, to our position coaches, you know, and staff. Going through this summer program, I mean, there's been a lot of investment into the players. And, just the work, the programs that were set, being able to utilize, every minute of the 8 hours that were allowed each week. I mean, I thought that that group did a remarkable job. And for what we did in the classroom, what we did in the weight room, what we were able to do out there on the field and some of the skills sessions. And then, you're helping our guys, the recovery. Jaden and our nutritionist, and our nutritional team, just the growth that we've seen from our players, their body composition, just the way that they've changed physically, the work that they've put in. And to all the players, I spoke to them, there towards the end of last week, and again, there last night as we got together real quick, just so proud of the work they put in. We talk about that work as being a truly defining quality of their approach, the mindset. They knew that it was going to be a challenge. They knew it was going to be a difficult summer for what we were going to ask them to do and what we were going to put them through on the field, how we were going to challenge them in the time that we spent in the meeting room. And I thought they answered the call every day. And it was a remarkable summer. Really excited about how that has put us in position to start here for fall camp. And when you see our team, you see not only the physical growth, but also the emotional growth, the relationships that have been built, the leaderships that is emerging. I'm really proud of the steps that have been taken. We have a lot of work to do, and this fall camp will be one that we push hard. And that we're going to, really try to be aggressive in our installations and our approach. We try to take things that we've already worked throughout the summer in the meeting room, and now to be able to apply that, going against each other, offense, defense, and continuing to build into special teams units. But I like the guys that we have. I like this team. As we started back, we talked in January about having essentially 90% of the team that went through all of spring. They went through all the winter program, and now how they've embraced that work, how they've grown, and how they've embraced the newcomers that have joined our program in the summer. I really like where we are as we're going into to this fall camp, and it's going to be an exciting camp. I really like the way that it's structured, and I like the challenge that's ahead for us. But just wanted to give a shout out to all those groups, and especially to the players for the work that they've put in, and just the continued buy-in to what we asked them to do, and as they've embraced those challenges and those values as their own. And you see that with players coaching players, and just the investment in others. I think you have to go through it to understand what to expect before you can ever hope to lead somebody else. And really, when you look at our, you look at our path, I know I spoke on it this spring. It was fun for me as a coach to see players coaching each other, because they had a sense of the expectation. When you go through an off-season program, you go through a spring, you see the benefits of that work, and you have a better sense of the expectation, then it's no longer, it's because this is just what coach says. Well, this is what I believe because I've seen it. I've been through it. They felt it and seen it in their own lives of how that's put them in a position to grow and develop. And so, it takes the experience to develop the ownership. And there's some guys that will just believe whatever any person tells them, and then they're going to run full speed with it. In today's age, guys want they want to get that experience. They want to understand the why. They want to be able to see it before they totally jump in. And that's where, for us, having this past off season, we were able to see, you know, those steps being taken. And, you know, they take a lot of the experiences that we had this past fall, and they saw how they were able to overcome in some situations, and then they also saw some of the reasons we came up short. And, you know, they want to get that fixed. And so to put a timeline on it, I think it all comes with experience. And, you know, we have an experienced team. We've had one of the youngest teams in college football the last few years. And so we're bringing back a lot of that experience that they're able to help, you know, correct, improve, and then also inspire others that are on that journey with them. So there's never a set timeline. You know, we've had a very unique situation since we come into the program with just, you know, times here, times away, and all of that went into it. But, you know, that continuity and that just a consistent message and the buy-in from the players, I think you're seeing that on a daily basis really, really accelerated just from those experiences.
Competition seemed to be a theme in the spring. Did that continue over to the summer? It seems like there's still a lot of positions that are pretty wide open.
Absolutely, and you know, we're excited about the guys that we have. We're excited about the guys that have come in and that are pushing to establish their role and, you know, what that's going to look like for this team and the competitive sense of urgency to establish themselves is definitely there. And it was there in the meetings in the summer. It was there in what they were doing in the weight room, what they were doing in all aspects of our training. And now we get a chance to go put it consistently out there on the field, because, you know, being competitive is one thing, you know, consistently performing to the standard is another thing. And it's one of the things we've really tried to emphasize within our football team is the consistency has to show up. You know, you know, a flash play here and a flash play there, you know, that's all great. But being able to do that at a consistent basis is something that really has to show up within this team, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And I think guys are understanding that in the competition. When you know that somebody is pushing you for that opportunity and for that role and for that job, you know, it definitely helps. And, you know, I'm excited about the depth that we have within our team. And, you know, I really believe that at all positions that competitiveness is there, but it's also helping push the consistency that is necessary for us to go out there and be productive.
Come up front for Brendan.
When we talked to you at ACC kickoff, you were talking a lot about Jordan Travis and, I guess, his growth this offseason. For you as a coach to have him, I guess, be the guy all offseason, what have you taken away from seeing him, I guess, through that lens?
Well, you know, when you're a returning starting quarterback, you know, there's always going to be eyes on you. And, you know, I think you've seen Jordan grow just, you know, as a young man in that leadership role, and, you know, through some of the experiences that he's had, you know, he's developed that confidence. And, you know, I think, you know, confidence is something that, you know, anybody can say that they're confident, but when you've had the experiences, when you've shown what you can do, and when you believe in how you're growing, it's just a different experience. And, you know, Jordan has done a remarkable job with all eyes on him. You know, with expectations, with pushing to hit that standard, you know, day in and day out, and be consistent in all that he's doing. I mean, I just couldn't be more proud of an off season that he's had, and just the work that he's put in as a young man, and, you know, his ownership in the offense, and knowing, going into the finer details. You know, we're not talking about just, you know, the level one questions. Now we're, you know, he knows what to do. Now it's the true focus on the consistency and how to do it, and to be more effective, to be more efficient, and really allow us to build this offense around his strengths, his talents, and, you know, really take it to that next level.
Jerry Kutz, Osceola. Mike, this is kind of your first year as far as having a full year behind you. What will you be your expectations this August for your team in preparation of the first game?
I mean, the expectations are for us to go and be our best each and every day leading up to that first kickoff. And I'm excited about this team. I'm excited about the young men that we have, the talent we have, the experience we return, the competition, some of the newcomers that have joined. You know, for us to grow daily and to for that consistency, right, in our approach, that consistency in our execution, that consistency in our response. I mean, that's what's a necessity to get to where I believe this team is capable of going. So the expectations, it's to be our best. And every day to see that improvement to get to where ultimately, you know, we, regardless of who's stepping on that field, that they understand the standard. They understand the expectation. They you're going to have a team that truly, you know, embraces who they get to do it with and are going to be able to answer the bell whenever their number is called, regardless of the situation.
Is that expectation different now than it was maybe your first or second year here?
Well, I believe that the expectation is always for growth. We have a foundation set, and that's the difference. You know, as you go through new experiences, there's, you know, sometimes, you know, the understanding of the importance of all those things. You know, coach can give a message. A coach can talk about the importance, and then, you know, it sounds really good. Then you see it play out, and you get a better sense of the importance of what it means to winning and to putting yourself in the best position to be successful. You look back at last year, and I mean, you know, I believe that we are going to be a much better football team than what we were a year ago. And you look at last year's, you know, outcomes, and you know, in all but, you know, one game, I mean, we're sitting there with an opportunity to win a game there at the very end. And one game, I mean, we turned the ball over six times and don't really put ourselves in the best of position. So when you go through it and you're able to dissect all of the experiences and the reasons why things happen, and then, you know, now it's time to apply the answers. So apply the lessons and the answers that you work through, and that's where this team, I just think, has really embraced that. And what I love, I mean, when I sit there and I talk to this team, I mean, you see it in their eyes, you feel it in their work. You just, they really care about each other, and they care about, you know, how they represent this program. They care about, you know, what they're doing with this opportunity. And you know, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Doesn't mean that it's going to be challenges. But this is a team that has a foundation that I believe is set. Now it's time to go take those steps. And so the expectation, no, is not different. You always want that of somebody being their best. But now I think we have a firm foundation to be able to build upon as we're moving forward.
You know, you guys went through spring, obviously, your off-season workouts. I mean, the next 31 days, how much can change on the offensive line? And then specifically for guys like Jaston and Dimitri, can they earn your guys' trust in the next 31 days to be part of your plans week one?
Yeah, I mean, guys, you know, come in from the first day, and you know, like I tell any player that joins a program, I mean, what you have is opportunity. And, you know, they started earning that trust the day that they got here with how they work, with the things that they do, the investment they're willing to make within you know, this team and their teammates. And so, you know, they're going to get every opportunity, just like the returning guys that were here in the spring are going to get every opportunity to go showcase, you know, why they are the best fit to be a part of that first five. And, you know, for me, you know, I mean, heck, just look at experiences of the last 2 years. I mean, you have to have depth and quality depth to be able to go in there and sustain, because things are going to happen. There's going to be times where guys will be available or unavailable. And so, you know, what I'm excited is we're going into camp and, you know, I see 9 and 10, 11 guys that, you know, have a realistic chance to put themselves in rotation up front. And that's, you know, that's not always been the case where you felt as good of the quality of our depth and the quality of the competition, just because of whatever circumstances that we had, whether it was youth, whether it was inexperience, you know, whether, you know, just, you know, a variety of different factors that have challenged us up front. And, you know, you see returning players that have played a lot of football that are at an entirely different stage, right, because of the work they put in this offseason. And then, you know, you add the newcomers, I'm excited about that group, and, you know, we will play that out, and you know, we're going to try a lot of different combinations. We have a very specific plan. We've put a lot of time as coaches, you know, detailing that plan to make sure that we're allowing guys to showcase the best of what they do, and still work through a couple of different equations of how it could all ultimately play out.
Coach, you had a really good 2022 class, and a lot of these guys, some of these guys came in the summer. You've talked about the ones in the spring, but I guess first off, you should talk about the involvement of what you're seeing from the, you know, the guys that arrived in the summer. And then secondly, your 2023 class, I talked to a lot of kids, and they say, like, it's real with FSU when you're there. It's this consistent same thing over and over where you feel the vibe and the family. Talk about just your excitement level of that class and just kind of the message to those guys.
You know, I love our 22 class. It was great because we had so many newcomers that came in and started early. There was, I think it was, 13 high school early graduates. You know, obviously we had some transfers that came in that have multiple years of eligibility. And then, you look at the guys that joined this summer, guys like Julian Armella, Quayshon Sapp, Jalen Early, Jarrell Powers, I think I mentioned last week at Media Day. To see not only the quality of the athlete, the size. I mean, Julian Armella, he came in the way that you desire every high school transfer, whoever, to come in and approach the work in the summer. I'm excited about what his future is going to be. There's going to be a learning process, and there's going to be a learning curve that comes with that. But, man, we have the right guys. We have guys that love the opportunity to work. They embrace that. They care about, how they do things. They want to be able to hit that standard. They want to they're coming into the program and they're truly trying to be a sponge and absorb all the information, all the knowledge that they can receive so that they can apply that on the field. And I talk a lot about trying to find that best fit. And we absolutely want the biggest, strongest, fastest, best fit for Florida State. And we have been able to, when you see the talent level of the guys that are coming in and the potential that they have, they're about the right things. And then when you watch them run and you watch them, move, you watch them respond in good times and in bad and challenging moments, you get a sense of that character. And that's why you see the accelerated, development of some of those guys and the opportunity to play early. Guys that were able to live that out last year, Malik McClain, Kevin Knowles, Amarian Cooper. I mean, think back a year ago. Amarian Cooper missed the entire fall camp for something that really he couldn't necessarily control. But he just continued to work, continued to develop, continued to push, and then, come towards the end of the season, his first start is against Miami. And he has a game that will be remembered forever for a heck of a way to be showcased in a first game, in a first start. But he was prepared. But he didn't let a moment of adversity affect him that cost him a year. He just continued to believe in the process, and that's what we have. And when you look moving forward, the formula will always be the same. And I'm excited about the group that we have, and we get to be selective. We get to be able to try to identify, and when you're building those relationships, we are going to be genuine to who we are, to what we're about, because not every young man is the right fit for Florida State. And Florida State's not the right fit for every young man. But I believe when you find that and you can be genuine and true to who you are, it's not just about winning on the moment on signing day. Every part of the process in recruiting is preparing you to coach them. Because when they get here, they got to know what to expect. And ultimately, that's what makes me excited. Because the guys we've signed, they are going to be great contributors to this team. They're going to be great players. They're going to be great teammates. They're going to be great leaders for us moving forward because we started coaching them when we went through the recruiting process. So when they got here, Julian Armella knew what to expect. Doesn't mean that he's a finished product. He's just starting. But he came in with a mindset and an expectation for what it needed to look like. And that doesn't just happen, if you're just, saying fairy tale, recruiting speech. Like, you got to be real. And when you find the right ones, they're going to come in here and they're going to be productive. Doesn't mean it's always going to be, it's always going to look pretty. But you have the ones that whenever they do get knocked down or when they do experience a challenge, that they rise up. And that's what this program's always been about. All the championships, all the teams, because you had guys that cared, guys that loved to work, guys that had something inside, and then it mattered who they represented. And this team, I can promise you, going into this season, they absolutely care about Florida State. They care about the past players. They care about the traditions. They care about the expectations. Because when you have that, I mean, you're willing to put in just a little bit more. Because it's not just about them. And in today's age of college athletics, well, there's a lot of focus on just an individual. Well, this program, it's about all. And we represent something special. So I'm excited to see them take the field tomorrow. I'm excited to watch them grow. Excited for the challenging moments in fall camp. Because that provides them an opportunity to respond. And so it's kind of a long response to that question. But I'm excited about the group that we signed. I'm excited about the groups that are coming and continuing to identify those right guys for this program.
Go back row on the right side.
Jackson Bakich, WVFS Tallahassee. You have a new offensive coordinator going into fall camp. Does that new dynamic change your offensive philosophy at all going into this fall camp?
It really doesn't. I'll say Alex Atkins has done a remarkable job, you know, since January, and the things that he's done helping implement and kind of put his stamp on with his great leadership style and quality with our players. They believe in the man. They believe in the leader. There will always be things that we look at each season and each year that, it's our job as coaches to make sure we tie the things offensively to the strengths of our players. And I really like this group. There's a lot of, I would say there's a lot of unknowns within our offense. We see, guys that have come in. We have young receivers that played, some newcomers that have joined in, some guys that are a little bit older that have had an opportunity to develop. You look at the skill position or the running back room. There's some talented guys. Who's going to emerge? And for me, I'm excited about the talent. Right, I'm excited who's going to step up. I'm excited who we're going to see that consistency from. But I really like this group, and I like the leadership of what Alex has been able to do. And it's not really going to change the philosophy of who we are. We know what we want to be, and now it's just about the work to do that consistently.
Hey, you talked about Coach Storms. I know two of the guys who kind of made the most drastic weight changes this from spring to now were Maurice and Robert Scott. They it's going to be an interesting – I mean, you talked about the competition there. It's going to be maybe a little tougher to hold down their starting spots now. Have you seen them kind of embrace this offseason?
Well, I mean, guys – like I said, the guys embrace work. They – everybody has a want of what they want to become, And, guys, when you want to be a starter, you want to be all-conference, you want to be – an All-American, opportunity to play in the NFL, all those things, that people want, what I love is I see guys that are truly desiring to be their best, that they're willing to do the extra, that they're willing to focus more now on maybe the nutrition. They're willing to take, all the lessons, utilize the resources that they have so that they can absolutely, accelerate the process of what they desire and what they ultimately want to become. And I think those guys are great examples. A guy I want to definitely shout out that I thought had one of the best summers. Robert Cooper was phenomenal in his continued growth and just the things that he's done in this program. It's been remarkable. You're not going to see there's this drastic change in his weight and all that, but when you watch the work, when you see the consistency, I mean, it's truly special. Another guy, DJ Lundy, you talk a lot about guys that have gained weight. Well, that's somebody that, I mean, just wait till you see him tomorrow. Like he has hit the definition, in his body build, the conditioning level, the things that, we really have challenged him to take ownership in, he did. And I really like the positive strides that we've seen from him, and I could go through, a bunch of guys, but you mentioned a couple that have gone up. We've also had a couple guys that have gone the other way and just preparing their body to be the best that it can be for this fall.
Go back a couple rows to Ira.
With some of the issues you guys had in the return game and special teams last season, is that something that the new personnel, you have some different personnel, is that enough? Or have you guys looked at anything you need to do?
We we always examine all aspects of what we do, and there's things that we can do to help put our guys in a better position as coaches, and those are things that we have worked and implemented through the spring. And then, you know, it's also, I mean, there's times that, you know, things where I think our personnel and the continued, you know, enhancement of that ability with, you know, guys like Micah in the punt return game, you know, that's, he's a very explosive player that's great with the ball in his hands. I'll tell you two guys that, you know, I'm excited about in the kick return game, and, you know, Trey Benson and Deuce Mann. I mean, you watch, you know, two big human beings that can run extremely fast and do some dynamic things, you know, with, you know, back there. I mean, those two guys that I've really, you know, tried to push in that aspect, and just seeing that buy-in and their approach to what we're doing. And I think we got a lot of, I mean, Sam McCall, you know, Azari Thomas, you know, guys that, I mean, it's going to be fun to see them, you know, seize the moment with their opportunity. And then, you know, like I said, we're always, as a coaching staff, looking to grow and get better, because it's, you know, we're all in this together, and it still has to go into what they do best, and that's something that we've really looked hard at.
Next would be Allison.
Hey, Coach. Talking about consistency, I mean, it's a word you say a lot, and it's a word that this team has maybe struggled with a little bit in the past. The leadership, the growth on this team, do you expect that to be different this fall, and do you think that leadership and that growth will make sure that that does happen?
Absolutely, because, I mean, I believe the way that you – become consistent is you have to, one, absolutely believe in what you're being asked to do. You have to understand the expectation and the way to do it. And this program, it's experienced a lot of change. And that was something that we had, and I talked about the foundation earlier, but that had to be established. And we needed to see the carryover. We needed, you know, there were guys that were brought into the program. I know, you know, we talked last year and in the spring about, you know, what Jermaine, Kier, McKenzie, you know, guys, there was not enough continuity and consistency in the message for so many years. And so as the leadership grew, they didn't have the advantage of understanding what the expectation was. So we needed to have guys that could show what it looked like. And then you go through the experiences and you get to see the results. And some of the greatest steps that we are going to take as a program, and what's helped our consistency, is that you have the example of good and bad. And when you hear players, like I love going to media day, you know, Jordan, you know, Jamie and Fabian, and I love just sitting back where it's not my conversation. I'm sitting over there, I'm listening to them talk. And to hear their perspective. You know, and you hear the players starting to say things that you know are critically important, but them taking ownership. Well, when that belief is in them, well, then the steps and the action and the work is all going to point to being more consistent at what we need to do. And that's the process of it. And I would love to come in and just flip the switch and say, well, you got to be able to point to it too. And that's what has been great for our program. Is you look at the returning production, you look at the guys that have been there, good and bad. Right? Well, they get to point to all the experiences that led up to that, and then the lessons that have been learned, and now it's the application to be more consistent. But it's not a blind shot. They know what they need to do. Now we have to go out there and do it. So, yes, to answer your question, I believe that. Because of the leadership, because of the experience, because of, you know, just overall understanding, that consistency is definitely going to show up at a much higher rate.
We have time for two more. Next will be Dom at the back left.
Hey, Coach, WCTV. Throughout last year, you mentioned the importance of winning those one-on-one matchups in the wide receiver room. Just curious of how you've seen that growth. What do you expect this season? And then on the other side, too, with the defensive backs winning their one-on-one matchups as well.
Absolutely. And that's what, you know, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, this being a program that's built for playmakers. And it's offense, defense, special teams, trying to find and win the one-on-one matchup. It doesn't matter what coverage, whether you're playing zone, whether you're playing man, it's usually going to come down to a one-on-one at some point within each play. Same thing up front, run scheme, pass game. I mean, it's going to come down to that. But being able to take the techniques, the things that we're coaching, that we're developing, and to be able to apply them in the moment to win in the moment of truth, right? That's what it's going to come down to this year. And, you know, I'm excited about our personnel. I mentioned, you know, earlier, you know, some of the guys in the receiver room that, you know, are newcomers into the program, some guys that have been here. I'm excited about Pokey Wilson. All right, he's coming into this fall camp. He's a different body. Right, he's probably, I don't know what the advertised last year was, but he's probably about 10 pounds heavier than what he was last year. And you see his leadership, his consistency, you know, who he is, what he's about. Man, seeing that grow, seeing that emerge. Right, I'm excited to see him this fall in those one-on-one opportunities. I'm excited to see some of the newcomers. You know, Malik McLean with a going into his second year. Kentron, you know, had a really impressive spring. You know, the four newcomers, you know, that's we've talked a lot about them, and, you know, we're excited about what they bring too. But it's going to come down to those one-on-one opportunities, and you know, in all phases of our program. And I believe the guys have put in great work, and now it's about applying those techniques, those fundamentals, and, you know, rising up in the moment of truth.
If you could have one word to describe this 2022 team, what would it be and why?
Good question. I think family. You know, I'll never forget when I first became a head coach, I was asked the question, what do you want the program to look like? And I remember answering, I want it to be what football has always been to me. And that's the word. And when you look at this team, it comes down to work, and it comes down to relationship. And you see a team that is embracing each other. Witt is not, trust me, like anybody that's been a part of a family, there's going to be times that we're going to quarrel, we're going to have our moments, you know, there's going to be the back and forth. But when you have people that truly care about each other, they care about the name, they care about what it represents, they care about what it looks like, right? That's, you know, we've seen some great strides when it comes to that. And, you know, as you go through the summer, I know I gave a shout out to Josh and his staff. He works the hell out of these guys. And what I love is that when these guys, when it's getting down to the end and the hardest of times, you start seeing them their response is different. When it's true challenge, they're embracing that work. They're picking each other up. And now it's time, as you go through all that work and all the things that go into an off season like that, now you got to apply it every single day when it comes to fall practice. Whenever it's hot, whenever it's challenging, whenever you want to be the starter but you're not, when you want to be able to get this play or that play but, you know, you lose a rep. Right? That's what we have to carry over. But what I'm excited about is the relationship and the work that this team has put in together. Now we've got to go put it on display for this fall camp and everything leading up to whenever we get to tee it up here in on August 27th to showcase the identity of who we're really going to be. Because anybody can give you a word right now. But what shows up come the 27th, you know, that's our responsibility now. And that's what's ahead.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.